Socopterus. These are not the parasitic lice. They're often called lice, but it's like the bark lice, book lice, things like that. The order name, I'll just tell you what they say it means, because it doesn't seem to make any sense at all again. These are commonly called Socids, book lice, and bark lice. The order name means rub small winged, and says it refers to their gnawing habits. So take that for what it will. We can try to look that up and see more of the history behind that or why, but that's what my notes say, and that probably came out of your textbook some too, but the order name means rub small winged and refers to their gnawing habits. There are some older names that you might see. Chorodentia. There's an older name for this order. And Copionatha.
Copio meaning something. Natha meaning.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know what copia means or copio, but that might be the gnawing habits more with the Natha jaws. I'll have to look up copio and see what that means. These are more like chewing insects. All the ones before have been kind of sucking insects or sucking rasping, but these have a chewing habit. Again, very small, minute to small in size. The head is hyponathous. The head kind of sometimes looks on the large size for the rest of its body, with its kind of eyes and the cheeks, the areas in front of the eyes kind of bulging out somewhat. So the head is hyponathous and appears somewhat large for the body. These also often have that kind of that Y-shaped suture on the head. You can see going out on top of the head. Again, the head is characteristically bulbous, having large postclypeus. They have chewing mouth parts. Compound eyes are usually well developed. They have three ocelli in the winged forms. Antennae are long and filiform. The prothorax is somewhat small. Many species lack wings. If they have wings, they tend to have a kind of a long, slender, open wing cell right in the middle. See this big, long, open cell with veins radiating out from it. There are some important economic pests, some that get in stored grains type things. Sometimes you'll end up with socids in your kitchen cupboard in various grains and flours, but more often in the larger, like corn bins and things like that, stored grains. There's some other species that, again, feed on starchy type stuff. The book lice can cause damage to books and even museum specimens. Collections and that sometimes. There's a number of species that sometimes build up large numbers, and the bark lice will just be on the sides of, on the trunks of trees. And they don't really cause any major damage to the trees, but we get calls every once in a while from homeowners who just don't like having a colony of bugs on their trunks of the trees, and so it's more of a nuisance type thing. Let's see. Again, I don't really require any families in this group. There are three suborders, which I didn't. I intentionally left my notes from last time on here just because I got to divide it off. But on the second handout on the Socoptera, the upper row, second from the left, the one that says Trogium pictopes, that's in the suborder Trogeomorpha. And you can see up above that, I've written the characters. In the Trogeomorpha, they usually have more than 20 antennal segments, and the labial palps are two-segmented. So the Trogeomorpha, the antennae have more than 20 segments, and the adults have three-segmented tarsi, but the labial palps are two-segmented. These are the ones that are often found in granaries and stored grain areas. In nature, they'd be under bark in different places, but it does include the species that are often in stored grains. Now, that same handout, the picture right in the middle, that Liposcelis, that's the suborder Troctomorpha. It has 13 to 17 antennal segments, and the labial palps are still two-segmented. And this is the group that includes the book lice, the family Liposcelidae. And that Liposcelis is the main book louse. You probably have seen these. I've seen them. I've had them in my house even. But the hind legs look somewhat enlarged, and almost like there's a sharp, kind of semi-sharp angle there. If you do the outline of that hind femur, large and kind of an angle, it's kind of characteristic. These have the bodies very dorso-ventrally flattened, too. They're very flat. And then the third suborder is the Socomorpha. That's what's on this handout, is the upper right-hand corner picture is a typical example. The Socomorpha usually have less than 13 antennal segments, and now the labial palps are just one segmented. And this is the group that has most of what we would call the bark lice. My only story about Socoptera was when I was a graduate student at Baton Rouge at Louisiana State University. I had a friend who really was not in taxonomy or anything. He was more of a insect chemist, did a lot of chemistry and stuff. But we were good friends. We did antiquing and did stuff together. And I don't know, he'd go out collecting with me, and he decided he was going to have a group that would be his group to collect, and for some reason he picked the Socoptera. So he was all the time collecting and bringing in vials of bark lice and things. And so that's the Socoptera. And now we have, well, here, let's just keep these things separate. Let's go ahead and hit.